Blog Talk Radio.
That sounds like our show promo isn't starting, so Megan, I'll...
Okay. Yeah, I was patiently waiting for our nice little intro, but... So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. You're listening to Soulfulpreneur Radio on Blog Talk Radio, and it is Tuesday, October 28th, 2014. And my name is Megan Crandall-Meyer, and I'm here with my co-host, Rachel Archelaus.
Hello.
And we have a special show today. We do have a guest today. Her name is Patty Adamek. And she is a licensed massage therapist, but more importantly, she's really into the continuum movement. She's a practitioner of that. And it all kind of centers around water and flow and movement. And I did some research before our show today on this continuum movement, and it's fascinating. So we're looking forward to talking to Patty in a few minutes. But first, we do have some housekeeping here. Soulfulpreneur is part of the Enlightenment Evolution Network, and this is a network on Blog Talk Radio for all things metaphysical, and we have shows on every day of the week, and sometimes we even have two shows a day, and so we will tell you about those briefly. Tonight, actually at 9 p.m. Eastern, we have Victoria Vives Wong with Earth Sky People Radio, your bridge between heaven and earth. She'll talk about living in oneness with one another, with Mother Earth, and life beyond Earth.
And Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, we have the Enlightenment Evolution Hour with Rob Gauthier. He's the creator of this network and is involved in bringing all of us together. I'm so excited about that. And Rob channels a being called Treb, who takes your questions on his shows. And he also has a lot of really special channelers and metaphysical teachers. And you can learn more about him at trebchanneling.com.
Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, we have Philip Mollica's Consciousness Evolution Hour. And he discusses a wide range of metaphysical topics from the perspective of the fifth dimension. And you can find Philip on Facebook and a pretty active group called Consciousness Evolution 2.0. And you can also look for him on YouTube.
Friday nights, we have the Earth Experience with Kalina Angel, which is now live again. So glad Kalina's back.
Welcome back.
And that's, I don't know if I said the time, it's 9 p.m. Eastern. And the Earth Experience explores our soul's expansion through our human experiences on Earth.
Saturday nights at 9 p.m. Pacific, we have a new show called Disclosure Now. And it's with the Pied Piper and co-host Texas Rebel. And they look to uncover just all sorts of kind of conspiracy theories and UFO and government type stuff. So something different every week.
Very fun. Sundays at 10 a.m. Eastern is the Resonance Intention, hosted by Sol and Neil Garr, starting on November 2nd. So mark your calendars. It's going to be a really good show.
Super. Sundays at 2 p.m. Eastern, we have About Oneness with Karen Newman. And her show focuses on celebrating the ongoing conscious awakening of our planet and our realization of oneness and unconditional love.
Mondays at 9:30 Eastern, we have Heart to Heart Talk Radio with Daniel Scranton. And I just listened to his show last night. It was really amazing. Some great sound healers with some really good information on getting started. If you feel at all intimidated by it, I thought it was really great. And Daniel has great guests all the time, and they talk about the shift, ETs, global events, channeling, energy work, toning and sound healing, and all sorts of things metaphysical. And he always takes questions and generates high-frequency discussions, so get in on that show. And you can find out more about Daniel Scranton and get his daily channelings, which I will be reading one later, at danielscranton.com.
And just to remind our listeners that any opinions expressed on Soulfulpreneur Radio by us or our guests does not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Enlightenment Evolution Network. So, Rachel, yeah, you mentioned Daniel and his channeling. You and I were chatting a little bit earlier, and you had a special channeling that kind of resonated with you. I know I had read it last week and really liked it. I felt like it applied to me quite a bit, especially for the last couple of years. But I think it applies moving forward as well. So do you want to talk about that for a minute?
Yeah. So I also want to mention that Megan and Daniel and I are kind of having an event this week. We're all part of the From Calling to Career interview series, and we kind of share our stories of business and how that merges with, you know, metaphysics and being spiritual and everything. So I put the link to that on our blog talk description page under this show. So if you just click on that, you can go and find us. But yeah, you know, a couple weeks ago when I interviewed Daniel for it, he was talking about how, you know, how different it is to channel the Unicorn Collective. And I was really encouraging him to go for it. And then I see this about a week later. I mean, he was doing it anyway. It's not like I told him to channel this group, and then he did, and I loved it. It's not that selfish of a thing. But anyway, he channeled this and sent it out to his list. And it just hit me so deeply, and I just wanted to share it today for all of you. And it's from the Unicorn Collective. So here it is. By holding back anything, you are withdrawing from the life that you have created for yourselves. You are here because you wanted to have as many experiences as a physical being in this world that you could. So let yourselves be afraid and let yourselves be foolish. Let yourselves be laughed at, ridiculed, betrayed, dumped, and rejected. Let yourselves have all experiences. What we see in many of you is an unwillingness to step out of a comfort zone that you believe is protecting you. In truth, nothing can protect you. So maybe it's time to let go of some of those self-imposed restrictions meant to keep you safe from a scary and chaotic world. We want to encourage you to fall flat on your faces, because until you do, you cannot have the getting up and dusting yourself off experience. You cannot hide from that which wants to be lived through you. This life, especially this lifetime, is about letting go. Let go of any need that you have to be contained and controlled, and be willing to undergo a personal transformation. Be willing to step out. We are lovers of that which is unfamiliar to us. We enjoy moving beyond our comfort zone. We have removed all self-imposed reins and are frolicking and playing even as we speak through this channel. We want you all to discover what you are afraid of within you and let it out. Let yourselves fail. Let yourselves be mocked by others and enjoy that you gave yourselves that experience. You will only really start living when you stop pretending that you are comfortable living a limited and frightened experience. And when you feel the need for some extra courage to do what you know you really want to do, give us a wink and a nod. Call on us. We've got your back. Blessings to you from the Unicorn Collective. And again, that was channeled by Daniel Scranton.
Wow. Pretty powerful, huh? To stop lying to yourself about enjoying all the limits, all the self-imposed limits, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. How many of us do that often, right? Well, I could do something different, but, right?
And the fact that we can't hide from that which wants to come through us, I think is so true. We were just talking about that, Megan, about how your intuitive nudges don't just go away. You can't just ignore them and then expect to be left alone. You know, you're always going to have that the part of you that wants to grow and wants to be more of who you are. That just is part of humanity and who we are and how we're built.
Yeah, very true. Sadly, I do think that you can stifle your growth a bit. Even when you get those nudges, you can ignore and then you make a mess. So
yeah, but they're still coming back. And it takes energy to suppress those. Like, some people turn to drugs, some people eat too much, some people work too much. It's all just an effort to cover that up, since it never really does go away.
That's so true. That's very true. So always good. Take a few minutes, self-reflect a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
What do you wish was different? What could you do? Part, you know, make more happiness part of your day, more joy part of your day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you lying to yourself? It's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we were going to kind of talk about Emoto's work, since he just passed away, and kind of the both sides of it, how he's so revered and really added a lot to the topic of consciousness and water, which is what Patty is going to talk about today. I know about his work. I know how he really showed us that water's alive and it reflects our intention and we can charge it with our love, and you know, it'll form different kinds of crystals and patterns based on the intention that we give it. I'm also a really big fan of water and all the different forms of water and how they react differently with our body. But I never really read his books. I didn't really research him too much. And I know, Megan, you just did a little bit of that.
Yeah, so we're talking about Masaru Emoto, E-M-O-T-O. And back in 94, he got kind of the nudge to explore the idea of investigating water, and in particular, freezing water and observing it with a microscope to see, you know, what happens to it, and does it form crystals like it does when it snows. And then he started to look into emotional components of water, because he noticed that water did freeze in all different ways, and that a lot of times the patterns were super beautiful, but sometimes the patterns were just kind of a scattered, kind of ugly mess, and there wasn't harmony or any kind of balance to the pattern. And he started to look into that, and there's a lot to it, and I'm certainly not an expert, but the long story short on it was that he found that when water was, say, put in a jar, and on the outside of the jar, you wrote the word love, and on another jar, you put water in it and you wrote the word hate. And every day you talked to this water, and the one that was in the jar with the word love, you gave it love and talked to it. And the hateful one, you treated it badly and all. And then when he would look at this water after so many days and rapidly freeze it and look at it under a microscope, that the crystals that formed were radically different. And from there, you know, he's often running and doing all sorts of interesting experiments with that, playing music with the water, praying with the water, showing pictures to the water. So it's interesting work, and it really starts to speak to the idea of water having a consciousness. And after all, it is a bunch of cells. And so why wouldn't it? It's just a different kind of consciousness that perhaps we don't understand. But that's sort of Emoto in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
How's that?
Very cool. Yeah. I'm so fascinated to hear what Patty has to say. I think we'll bring her on. I'm not going to do a formal bio read on Patty. We've been really good friends now for a while, and I would love to hear her story from her perspective. But I will tell you that she is certified up the wazoo in amazing things. She is currently really focusing on helping women feel truly vitalized and at home in their bodies. And she does a lot of education on movement and health within the body. And so, Patty, would you like to tell us more and how you got started on this journey?
Oh, I would love to. Thank you so much. I'm so delighted. First of all, can you all hear me okay? Is my connection good?
Yeah, it's great. And thank you so much for being here.
Hi, Patty. Nice to meet you.
Hi. It's nice to meet you too, Megan. Talking about Dr. Emoto, I had the good fortune of meeting him. Gosh, it's been like 9 years ago. He came and gave a lecture at Rice University here in Houston. And it was so powerful because he was coming directly from New Orleans, and it was right after Hurricane Katrina. And what he was doing was going to different areas that were heavily impacted, and particularly like Pontchartrain. He did a healing ceremony with many of the people that were impacted by Katrina. And, of course, Houston was heavily impacted because we had so many people refugee here and then relocate. We actually ended up with some really good chefs and musicians out of that deal, but that's another story. But it was so powerful to see him. He's such a gentle and humble person, and he was at a really prestigious university, and everyone in the audience pretty much were Rice University professors, students, you know, academia type people. And so, and what he had us do at the end was sing. We had to sing to the water. And, you know, you see all these really serious academic people, and they're just singing Do, Re, Mi, and, you know, singing I Love You. And it was just a really cool experience. So I was very saddened by his passing, and just very grateful that I did actually have the opportunity to meet him in person one time.
Wow, yeah.
So, because I've been a water nut for years, and I will tell you a little, I'll just tell you my introduction to actual fluid movement, because I've always been an advocate of, you know, staying hydrated and drinking lots of water and knowing what a difference that makes in how you feel and how your muscles function and how your cells function and so forth. The first time I ever had the experience of really delving into the fluid through fluid movement of continuum was it was about 15 years ago, and I was interested in it, and there was a teacher that had a workshop in Houston, and I had signed up for it, but I had also just moved into my house, and I was painting. I was specifically painting a bathroom, so I was in this, like, really cramped quarters. I had been moving furniture and things for what seemed like weeks, and I had spent all day painting with oil-based paint. So, you know, very toxic, small environment, you know, leaning in weird ways because I was painting the ceiling and crawling behind the sink and stuff like that. But I just felt awful. And I felt very toxic, and I was tired, and I could barely move. And I was like, oh, why did I even sign up for this workshop? I don't even want to go. It was the first part of it was a Friday evening. And I had signed up for it with a friend who was driving, so she wasn't going to let me bail out.
Yeah.
Tell you that at the end of that 2 hours of that particular evening, which was just about really connecting with not only the fluid within my system, but also the fluid resonance of all water everywhere around us, I was totally renewed. I felt great. I didn't have the paint residue headache that I had started out with. My muscles and bones and joints felt just alive and able to move in any direction. And it was just so, such a contrast, you know, from beginning to end of just this brief 2 hour period of what really consciously reactivating and vitalizing the fluid within me could do. And what was really exciting to me also was that it was something I did myself. It wasn't that I went to get a massage or went to get a chiropractic adjustment or a treatment of some sort. Not to say that I haven't done lots of those things, and they are very beneficial. But the idea that I had this power within me to shift my state so quickly and easily was just thrilling to me.
That's really cool. And so what we're talking about is continuum movement. And if you want to see what this looks like or what part of it looks like, Patty has a little piece of a workshop on her site. If you go to pattyadamick.com, and then you'll see on top there's a link for continuum movement up in her little bar up there. There's a piece of a workshop, and I thought it was really fascinating. It doesn't look like, you know, it looks a little out there. Like, well, we're all pretty out there here, but it's amazing to think about water in our bodies in that way. It's really new for me. So how did that come into play, Patty? Like, what? Tell us more. Tell us the deeper part of it, because I think we can all really appreciate that.
Sure. Something that's so, I think, so vitally important for us to recognize in our culture today, because there is so much stress around water. I mean, there's droughts and floods and pollution and the acidification of the ocean and all that sort of thing going on. And people don't tend to think of that as being connected with what's going on inside of them necessarily. But the underlying premise of continuum movement and the underlying premise of the work that I do with continuum and the other things that I offer is that all of this fluid, this water, regardless of whether it's inside our body, as part of our blood or our lymph fluid or the fluid in our organs, or whether it's in the ocean or whether it's in the rivers, it's all the same. It's all organizing and communicating in resonance. And so that the resonance of fluid as an intelligent force is what really keeps our planet alive on all levels, from the smallest microorganisms up to our communities, our ecosystems, everything.
That's cool. I love that. It's almost a way for us to really connect with that notion that we're all one in a really physical way, you know? So even if we can feel that we're all one, normally it's a very upper chakra kind of vibrational feeling. But when we think about our actual bodies and the water that's in us and all around us and everything else, then we can actually feel that connection much deeper.
Right. That's so true. Because it's really, I mean, it has a spiritual aspect to it, and continuum movement is definitely a part of my spiritual practices. And at the same time, it's really simple, practical, physical health-related, biology-based, just a simple notion. There's a couple things that I just want to bring out, a couple of points. First of all, the water that's on our planet is the same water that's been here since our atmosphere was formed billions of years ago. It doesn't fly off into space and then come back. So water is billions of years old. And we basically have the same amount of water on this planet that we've always had. It's just constantly changing form. It can be deep underground. It can be in rivers. It can be in the atmosphere as clouds and rain. It's in the ocean. It's frozen up in glaciers. I mean, but it's all the same. It's just in constant relationship to itself. in all these different forms, part of which is the whole living organism. There's no life forms that we know of that aren't water-based. So that's pretty huge. I don't think people think about that particularly. And we tend to think about water as, you know, we think of water as ancient, like something's been frozen in a glacier for thousands and thousands of years. Or we think of water as fresh and new, like a spring rain storm, you know, or a bubbling spring. But it's all the same age. It's all been here since forever, almost.
I know, and you're right. You know, I've never really considered that all life forms are water-based. I mean, I guess it's pretty obvious to me, you know, now that you say it, but it just never really crossed my mind. I never really realized that. And just the fact that we are mostly water is something that I don't normally pay that much attention to. What I do find kind of fascinating is that babies are about 90% water, and then as we age, we lose it, you know, and by the time we're, you know, in our 80s and 90s, we can be, as you know, as little as like 66% water, so I just think that that's pretty interesting, too.
So, Patty, how can people incorporate, like, this idea of the continuum movement that you do? I watched some information on it, and it you know, it's definitely a physical type activity. I saw the, you know, the brief thing that you did on your website with your friend. It almost looked like when you started the movement part of it, it was almost like you were channeling the movement. It's what it felt like to me. So how do people incorporate this? Is it something they learn and then do at home, or do they do it in groups, or?
Both, actually. I love that you said it was, that the movement occurred to you as being channeled, because a really interesting thing about connecting with this fluid intelligence is that we activate the fluid and then we let the fluid move us. And that's very different from, say, learning how to dance or learning a martial art or something like that, where you have this idea like, I'm going to do this movement, and well, I'm going to watch somebody do this movement, and then I'm going to reproduce it to the best of my ability, and I'm going to practice it over and over and over again. You know, which is, that's great. I mean, I'm a dancer, I'm a martial artist from way back, and I totally get that as a way to do things. But what we do in continuum is we let the fluid take over, and our intention is to activate it. And the way that we activate it is through sound. So you mentioned the sound healing earlier in program, and we use sound, basically the sound of our own voices, to activate the fluid, because sound moves very easily through water. And it's a really fun little science experiment to get a tuning fork and get a tuning fork and then put it in a bowl of water, and you can actually see the sound waves moving through the water. So that's what we do. We use the sound of our voice with really simple sounds. You can think of them as tones or chants. And then that activation, that sound, gets our fluid moving. It's like we're setting up a vibration within our body, and our bones pick up that vibration and act as tuning forks and start this vibration internally, and then we allow the movement to unfold from there. So you don't know what your movement's going to be in advance.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, it is. It's different. Is it all over the country, Patty, this training, and are people practicing it, or is it more of a southern West Coast thing? Or
well, I have to say, I have to give credit to my teacher, Emily Conrad, who was the founder of Continuum Movement. She passed away in April of this year. Her studio is still based in Santa Monica, California. And there are Continuum teachers all over the country. We're not that huge of a group. I think there's 80 or 90 Continuum teachers that were trained specifically by Emily. And we're in different parts of the United States, in Mexico, Brazil. There are teachers in Europe. We have a teacher in Israel. And so we're kind of spread out and offer different programs and workshops and classes and things like that.
Hmm. That's really cool. We do have a caller with a question.
Cool.
Yeah.
And Rachel, do you want to remind people how they can call in if they have a question for any of us?
Oh, I'm sorry. Our caller with a question just dropped off, but maybe they will come back. If you would like to call in and ask something of Patty or us, you can call 347-308-8788. And that's 347-308-8788. And if you'd like to ask a question, just press 1 when you get on the line.
Great.
Yeah. All right. Sorry about that.
So, Patty, you do, you know, lots more than just this. And you, in particular, like helping women over 50 kind of find their passion after perhaps raising a family and doing all those shoulds of working and career and all that. Can you talk a little bit about that and why women over 50, you know, what attracted you to that group?
Sure. Well, I will go back to something Rachel mentioned when she said, you know, as we start out as babies, actually in an embryo before we're born, we're like 99% water. As we are born and grow and age, our percentage of water has a tendency to decrease, and that sort of sets people up for a lot of what is considered normal aging, but I don't really consider it normal aging. I think it's just a lack of enlivenment of our fluid. So I am a woman over 50, I'm 58, and I started to recognize as a body worker, working with my clients, that there is a tendency to limit what we think we're capable of or what we think we're allowed or supposed to do, and that when the limits of our physical movement become smaller and smaller, it also starts to limit our perceptions, our thoughts, and our creativity. So my mission, if you will, is to help women who are in that transition stage, who are finally getting some space and time for themselves to really go inside and ask the question, what do I really want? You know, what are my real priorities for however much time is left for me on this planet? And how do we make the most of that? And I certainly do a lot with the Continuum Movement as part of that, with enlivening the fluid, with connecting with that larger intelligence field, which informs us in so many ways, not just through movement, but also through the way that we perceive things, the way we communicate with others, our field of awareness, and so forth. So it's pretty, you know, I feel that there's this, in all the shift of consciousness that's happening, I feel like there's this real resource that's being missed if women over 50 are follow the cultural message of now you should just fade into the background and maybe take your kids, your grandkids shopping or something like that. You know, but they're really, it's the wisdom of the elders, and it's being carried by women, and they have so much to offer, and that I just want to help them get their voices and their messages and their lively, juicy, creative selves more out into the world in ways that will be fulfilling for them and of benefit to everyone else on the planet.
Wow. So, well, that sounds great. That sounds great. I think women over 50 need that kind of support. You know, there's just so many stereotypes we have to get over when we get older, and especially when, you know, kids are off to college or out of the house. And I know there's, you know, a lot of women out there that haven't really carved out a life of their own. It's been so focused on other people. And it's not something selfish to carve out something for yourself. It's just, it's empowering. And I think it's empowering for your kids as well to set the example of having, you know, a mission or a passion. So do you find that a lot of people over 50 are looking for a new career, or are they just looking for, I don't know, new creative outlets, or they feel stuck?
Well, you know, it really varies. And, you know, part of what happened for me as a body worker is I started to just recognize I had some health things going on, and I started to recognize that what I was doing was not serving me. I had always put everyone else first, and I've been very blessed that I've been a strong and healthy person, but it also led me to kind of push my limits pretty severely over many, many years. And I started to recognize, you know, this really isn't sustainable. You know, I'm like taking care of other people and then going home and sort of collapsing and being like, oh, what can I, you know. So that's why I really shifted how I'm delivering what I know, and recognizing that so many women are in that position where they just had to kind of be in survival mode or overload mode, like just, you know, take care of work and get the kids where they need to get and do whatever has to be done. And so they really haven't had time to step back and nurture themselves and really tune into what their real true priorities at this stage in their life. There's a lot of women that have been in careers that had to be in that career because it fit their family schedules and their family's financial needs, and now that's shifting, so they have an opportunity to do something different that's really more exciting for them. There's also women who would be perfectly happy to keep doing what they're doing and but they lose their job, or, you know, all of a sudden, or lose a spouse that is part of their income, and now they're looking at, okay, I really have to figure out something that's going to be sustainable and supportive, and how do I do that, and how do I make it be something great instead of something that's, you know, just basically barely getting by kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's always better to be happier throughout your days, and work is such a big part of our day that, you know, it's kind of critical at this point to be spending most of your time doing something what you enjoy, which obviously is what you are doing. So tell us a little bit, you know, since we call ourselves Soulfulpreneur, part of what we always discuss is business and the aspect of running our own business. So do you want to talk a little bit about how you run your business, and maybe do you have, what's a favorite marketing tip? We have a lot of people who are coaches, and you're certainly, you know, fall into that kind of world of coaching. So what's working for you to get your message out to people and to find new clients?
Sure. Well, one thing that works for me is having wonderful hosts of amazing radio shows invite me to be on their program.
Yeah.
So I love that. Thank you so much. I will say that one of the things, and this is something that I have to give kudos to Rachel, because we met about a year and a half ago, and we've both been on this trajectory of shifting our businesses into something new, has been really following your heart and doing what is really making you excited and happy instead of what you think you're supposed to do or what seems like the most sensible thing to do, because I did some of those most sensible things and they kind of fell flat, and it put me back to square one. So I think following your passion is hugely important. And for me, my big challenge when I shifted my business was I was such a hands-on person. I was a body worker. So what I did is someone would show up in my room and I would touch them in some way. And then, you know, all the other parts that I wove in about nutrition and fluidity and livening your fluid and creating this positive atmosphere for yourself and creating your healthy boundaries and creating the life you really want, which is sort of part of what happened in the course of also doing body work. So if you make that shift from just a hands-on type of hands-on primarily to this is something that can really be out in the field of your potential and that people are able to receive this and create and experience tremendous benefits through distance, was it took me a while, but it's so exciting because I feel now it doesn't matter where anyone is, they can still have the benefit of receiving this book.
Great. Well, I do think that's good advice when you said to follow your heart when it comes to marketing your business, because we're told you have to be on social media or you have to have videos or you have to be blogging or all these have to, shoulds. And if they don't resonate with you, you're just not going to do them or do them very well. So it's important to find, you know, something to get the message out, but something that resonates, you know, with you. So, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to go out on a little bit of a limb because it's been almost a year since Patty and I have talked about this, and I don't even know if she's going to remember what I'm talking about. But, Patty, when we were having our day discussing your business, you were mentioning something about, like, people going into this alternate reality for themselves, kind of like an altered consciousness, and being able to, I don't know, like see like a parallel reality or see themselves working in a different way. And I know it tied into the fluid and the water in some way, but do you remember what I'm talking about?
Well, I tend to live in a lot of multiple parallel universes. So.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I remember exactly the conversation, although I know we've talked about this in different ways. And I will say that in really connecting with the fluid, you can think of the fluid field as being a field of ultimate potential or infinite potential, which is a quantum physics term. From my perspective, from continuum movement perspective, that is the fluid intelligence. And what's very interesting to bring movement into this, something that a lot of people don't realize, is that movement precedes form. in terms of fluid development. So in other words, when an embryo is just starting out, when it, you know, an egg has just been fertilized and it's the very beginning of development in the womb, that before any structures are formed, there's movement. The fluid starts to organize, and it's the movement of the fluid that gives rise to blood vessels, that gives rise to organs, that gives rise to muscles and bone and tissue. So the movement comes first. And I think that's a really critical point in being able to shift perspective and see things from another point of view, is that our environment is this fixed thing with these solid structures, and they're really an illusion, because when you get into looking at them on a molecular level, on a quantum, even, you know, submolecular level, it's mostly empty space. So then being able to move and to just let yourself be in that fluid realm and open gives an opportunity for yourself to perceive other dimensions and to receive non-ordinary information that can really have an impact on your daily life, can really change the trajectory of what it is you're doing, what you want to do. And it also has this tremendous effect on how you communicate with other people. You start to be able to know things about other people that it's just information you receive on a sensation level, not just what they told you, but how you're feeling into the information you're receiving.
Absolutely. That's great. Yeah. It's so fascinating. I keep using that word when I describe you, Patty, but it's true. This is just, you know, I never really hear about this stuff. And it's really a true connection between what we are and what we know ourselves as on a daily basis, you know, as this body and mind and spirit, and it can connect us in the most natural way to these other dimensions, to our lineage on Earth, you know, from the very beginnings, and I just think it's really great.
Well, from a really playful perspective, I'd like to throw something else in on that, because it's something I do a lot with people one-on-one and also in groups. But the idea that, okay, go back to the idea that fluid, the water on our planet has been here since our atmosphere was formed. It's in constant circulation. It's been in and out of who knows. I mean, your blood might have been part of a dinosaur at one point, or, you know, an eagle, or we don't know. But we can play with that idea in the fluid resonance and think that since we're one of the newer organisms on the planet, that everything that came before us is contained within our fluid memory, and we can access that. So if it seems like a good idea for you to have a tail or some scales or wings or fins or web teeth or, you know, whatever suits your mood and needs at the moment, you actually have a way to access that. It's kind of like psychic shape-shifting, and it's really fun.
Yeah, you let us in a little bit of this at Christina Morassi's workshop, I remember.
That's right. We grew some tails, and it only took a few minutes, right?
Had
5 minutes. Yeah, like 150 people grow a tail in 5 minutes.
It was really fun, too.
On my resume.
Yeah.
So is it almost like a connection to past life stuff, or no? just a connection to everything that has come before?
That's a really good question, because looking at it from the biological aspect, we're just looking at the evolutionary process. At the same time, there is also that opportunity to sometimes have recollections of what could be past life experiences or of what could be generational memories. So things that affected your grandparents or your great-grandparents or your great-great-grandparents are still also carried in the fluid in your system in some form. And sometimes that, so like communication with the ancestors can also be a part of that.
That's interesting. So it's stuff that's just contained within our bodies and within our energetic body, I guess, as well as within the cells?
Right. Like, just think of it, you know, it's in the fluid. Like, the fluid contain memory. Actually, before the show, I was looking at this this article that I use quite often that was written by a woman named Bridget Hansman, and she talked about, the title of the article is Working with the Leaf Reflected in Liquid Crystal. And so because the fluid in our system does have an electrical charge, it's like we are crystalline form. And so the question is that, is the water where the memory is stored? Water that present before we even have any, you know, capacity to have any memory. So it's really an interesting idea that we can have this, this belief system or this connection that really part of the fact that we're all fluid-based life forms, and that the fluid itself is not bound in time. It doesn't follow linear time the way our consciousness, our ordinary consciousness does.
Rachel, what do you think about that? The comment about, you know, is memory stored in fluid or water? Some of our listeners might know what the Akashic records are. I'm trying to put these two ideas together.
Well, I mean, I think when you go above that, it doesn't really matter. I mean, because there are no bodies and there is no water.
Mm-hmm.
But so on this level, it can be any which way we'd like. Mm-hmm. You know, as it's created right now, and as, you know, the collective is believing, the memories probably are in the water, you know, because they're touched by everything. So if water is touched by everything, then it will hold everything, I'm sure. Yeah, it makes sense to me. You know, Eric, my boyfriend, always says how the water we drink, you know, been part of dinosaur poop at some point anyway. So, like, who cares if it's spring water or tap water? I have different take on that. I like spring water better, but yeah. So I can see it both ways. And Patty is a huge Busting Loose fan, so I know she knows what I'm talking about. Yeah. So Patty, you could talk, I'm sure, for weeks about this subject because you have so much knowledge and you've used it. So let's just say this. So some people will learn a modality and be amazing at it, but only use it in that one context. What I think is so cool about you is that you have many modalities that you've worked with over the years. And like you said, you've been a dancer, a martial artist, a massage therapist, and so much more. And so you've integrated the knowledge from continuum movement and worked with it in so many different ways that I think you have such a well-rounded viewpoint on everything and so integrated within you. And I think that's why you have so much to offer people in a really practical way, too. So if people are listening and can't get enough of you, can you tell us how to find out more about you and what your website has to offer?
Certainly. I appreciate that. And, you know, I appreciate those complimentary words because I have always been a synthesizer of things. So, and drawing connections between sometimes seemingly disparate items. But my website is pattyadamick.com. And that's PattyAdamick. I do have a gift if anyone wants to sign up. It's called Activate Your Inner Guidance System. And it is about how to start tuning into this fluid field. So if anyone would like to try that, it's a short video explaining it, and then there's an audio guided meditation on how to do it. And it is one of the first and key elements of continuum movement also. So I have that to offer. And one of the extra treats that you'll get if you go ahead and do that is I do send out a regular newsletter. So that includes a subscription to that, which, of course, you can unsubscribe to if you just no longer want to receive it.
Yeah, and Patty's newsletters often contain really amazing gifts like newer guided meditations and all sorts of stuff. So, yeah. Awesome. Well, Patty, thank you so much for being here. We really, really enjoyed this. I'd love to have you on again sometime.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure, and I really appreciate your interest. And I will go on and on and on for hours talking about water if anyone gives me a chance. So I know the show's only an hour long, so I'll rein myself in.
So, well, thank you, Patty, for joining us today and sharing so much of your knowledge with us. It's great. Very nice.
Oh, thank you, Megan. It was a pleasure meeting you.
Yeah, same here. So, well, great. Well, just to remind people that we are part of the Enlightenment Evolution Network, which is a blog talk radio network for all things metaphysical. And we have a team of radio show hosts. And we have shows on every day of the week and sometimes twice. And Tuesdays is your lucky day, where there's another show tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern with Victoria Vives Wong. And she hosts Earth Sky People Radio, your bridge between heaven and earth.
Yes, check her out. She's got a great show. And so does Rob Gauthier, who's on tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern. And his show is the Enlightenment Evolution Hour. He channels a being called Treb and also takes lots of calls and questions and has guests of his own. And you can find out more about him at the Enlightenment Evolution Network Facebook page or trebchanneling.com.
Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, we have Philip Malika's Consciousness Evolution Hour, and he discusses a wide range of metaphysical topics. Not medical. Well, it does all have to do with healing, but anyway, from metaphysical topics from the perspective of the fifth dimension, and you can find more about Philip on his Facebook page, Consciousness Evolution 2.0 Group.
Friday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern is the Earth Experience with Kalina Angel, and she explores our soul's expansion through our human experiences on Earth.
And Saturday nights at 9 p.m., we have a new show called Disclosure Now, and it's with the Pied Piper and Texas Rebel.
Sundays at 10 a.m. Eastern.
Yep, that's right.
Wait, no, this doesn't make sense. 10 a.m. Eastern, 1 Pacific.
Oh, Do we have that back?
We may have that wrong, so don't listen to us on that. Go to the Enlightenment Evolution Facebook page and check it out. But anyway, it's called The Resonance Intention, and it's hosted by Sol and Neil Garr, and it starts on November 2nd. So we'll get that right for you before the show starts.
Yeah. And then and we'll have to be really careful because don't we change the clocks in a week? Or some of us do, Rachel. So
yeah, Arizona, we don't play like that.
Sundays at 2 p.m. Eastern, we have About Oneness with Karen Newman. And her show focuses on celebrating the ongoing conscious awakening of our planet and our realization of oneness and unconditional love.
Mondays at 9:30 Eastern is Heart to Heart Talk Radio with Daniel Scranton. And he's got amazing guests, and they talk about the shift, ETs, global events, channeling, energy work, toning and sound healing, and all things metaphysical. He always takes your questions, and you can get in on those high-frequency discussions on living on planet Earth and beyond.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So another hour just flew by.
Yes. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
I could just listen to Patty. I'm a little spaced out right now. I love the idea of that expansiveness of water. It's really neat.
Yeah. Yeah. It was interesting and timely given the unfortunate passing of Masaru Emoto.
Yeah.
People Google him. There's all sorts of information, and he puts a book out for children that talks about water and just being gentle and kind to others, and he just illustrates that so nicely with his beautiful photography of the crystallized water. So it's definitely worth, you know, poking online for more about him.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. If water is reactive to us and our intention, and we are, you know, 76% water or so, it's worth investigating. You know, it's really worth that 20 minutes of your time to look it up and to see for yourself if it's worth talking to your water each day.
That's right, writing something nice on your water bottle. Mm-hmm. Who knows what it'll do for your day?
Or even just thanking the water in your body.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, who doesn't like to be spoken to kindly versus being berated or told what they did wrong today, right? We
exactly.
all appreciate a compliment and kind words. So it makes mm-hmm. sense. I think it's just it's just his work was like a visual confirmation of what we all feel
mm-hmm.
As beings and when we interact with each other. So, yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah, so just a reminder, tomorrow I'm actually doing a live talk about my experience living my sole purpose for the last year and having that be my income. And in there, you can also see Daniel's interview and Megan's interview about how they've been doing it too. So sign up. I posted the link for that on our blog talk description page. I'll go and put it on the Facebook group, but that's really worth checking out.
Yes. So if they go to fromcallingtocareer.com, is that right?
Yep.
Yeah. So check that out, fromcallingtocareer.com, and you can see, is my video up there now? I haven't taken a peek yet.
Yeah.
With even Scotty, the new kitten, makes a small appearance.
Yeah, go see Megan's new kitten.
So, yeah, the interview was really fun, and everything I said in mine was just truly from the heart, and I just kind of shared what's been going on for the past year. And so thank you, Rachel, for taking the time to talk to me, and I love that you were a big part of my year.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, we're doing fun things together, so.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also, in 2 weeks, have the second part of our Busting Loose from the Money Game book club. So if you are listening in the October 2014 timeframe, you still have time to read Busting Loose from the Money Game by Robert Sheinfeld, and we'll be talking more about that book on Tuesday, November 11th, 2014. So if it's past that when you're reading this and you are listening to this, you can certainly check out archived profile of other shows.
Yeah. Oh, and we are now on iTunes. Yay! So
yes,
go subscribe to us and leave us great comments and ratings.
Yes. So Yes, we are on iTunes. And Rachel, thank you so much for all your hard work on that. I feel like, you know, I'm the computer nerd because I do the web stuff, but I'll tell you what, Rachel has a pocket protector as well, and it's a big one. So.
Yeah, got to protect against my multicolored pens and markers.
She's probably going to register psychicnerd.com later today.
So. Ooh, that's a good one. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. We really appreciate you, and we love spending this hour with you every week. So make sure you come back every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, to share this time with us.
Thank you. Have a great afternoon.
Bye.
Bye.